The Key of Solomon stands as the most influential grimoire in Western occult history, a text claiming to contain the magical wisdom of King Solomon himself. For centuries, this mysterious work remained hidden in private collections until S.L. MacGregor Mathers translated it from ancient manuscripts in the British Museum in 1889. What makes this grimoire so enduring? Unlike texts offering dark pacts with demons, the Key of Solomon presents a complete system of ceremonial magic rooted in divine connection. The grimoire begins with Solomon addressing his son Roboam, explaining that his legendary wisdom came through divine channels, specifically from the angel Homadiel, who bestowed knowledge of celestial secrets upon him after he prayed for wisdom rather than wealth or long life. This establishes the central philosophy that true magical power flows not from dark forces, but from proper spiritual alignment. The practitioner must fear God, adore Him with contrition of heart, and invoke Him in all matters before any operation can succeed. Think of it as establishing the right spiritual bandwidth. Without proper connection to divine power, the magical signal simply won't transmit. Have you ever felt that some moments seem more potent than others? The Key of Solomon takes this intuition to extraordinary depths, presenting a sophisticated system where each magical operation must align with specific planetary hours, days, and lunar phases. This isn't superstition, but reflects a fundamental principle. Magical work taps into cosmic currents that wax and wane according to celestial movements. The 24 hours of each day are governed by the seven planets in sequence: Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Moon. Need to summon spirits? Work during Saturn's hours. Seeking wealth? Jupiter's hours are ideal. Love operations flourish under Venus, while Mercury governs divination. Even the Moon's position matters. Use terrestrial signs for spirit invocation, fiery signs for love operations. What emerges is a magical practice deeply embedded in cosmic rhythms. The magician doesn't impose will against nature's currents, but rather navigates these currents skillfully, choosing the precise moment when cosmic forces naturally align with the intended outcome. In Solomon's magical universe, 3 p.m. on a Tuesday carries fundamentally different energetic properties than 3 p.m. on a Friday, not just conventionally, but cosmically. The magical circle represents one of the grimoire's most elaborate operations. Beyond simply drawing a line, it involves precise measurements, divine names, and ritual purification to establish a protected realm for spiritual interactions. Construction begins with two concentric circles drawn 1 foot apart using a consecrated knife. Within this space, the magician traces divine symbols toward the four quarters and places pentacles inscribed with powerful names like IHVH, Tetragrammaton, and IH, AHA. This geometric complexity creates a barrier against hostile forces, establishes a microcosm reflecting macrocosmic order, and concentrates magical energy. The circle transforms ordinary space into sacred space, with the grimoire recommending isolated locations, forests, abandoned houses, or nighttime crossroads, though a properly consecrated home may suffice. Psychologically, standing within this elaborately constructed space surrounded by divine symbols induces a profound consciousness shift, where ordinary awareness yields to magical awareness and communication with spiritual entities becomes expected. In Solomon's magical system, implements aren't merely symbolic props but essential conduits for magical forces. Each tool requires specific creation conditions. The white-handled knife must be made during Mercury's hour when Mars is in Aries or Scorpio, dipped in gosling blood during a waxing moon, with special characters engraved on the hilt. The black-handled knife demands creation during Saturn's hour and immersion in black cat's blood. Even candles require extensive consecration. Virgin wax prepared during Mercury's hour, with wicks made by a young girl during the moon's increase. The underlying principle is that material objects can be spiritually charged through proper preparation, timing, and invocation. Each implement serves as a specialized conductor for specific magical energies. Swords for commanding, wands for directing, pens for inscribing divine names. This reflects a worldview where material and spiritual realms interpenetrate, with physical objects becoming anchoring points for spiritual forces when properly consecrated. Solomon's magical system centers on the power of divine names that, when properly invoked, compel spiritual forces to obey. The most sacred is the Tetragrammaton, IHVH, Yod, He, Vau, He, God's ineffable four-letter name. Others include EHEIH, I Am, Elohim, Divine Ones, and Adonai, Lord. These names contain intrinsic power. When pronounced by a purified practitioner, they vibrate with the creative forces they represent. When commanding spirits, the magician invokes divine authority through biblical history. I conjure you by EHEIH, invoked by Adam, by Iod, invoked by Abel. Each name connects to a biblical figure who received divine protection, creating an authority lineage the magician temporarily accesses. In Solomon's worldview, names contain essence. To know and properly pronounce a name is to access its power. This reflects the Hebrew concept where naming establishes relationship and authority. When God allowed Adam to name animals, this granted dominion. Similarly, correctly invoking divine names gives the magician temporary authority over corresponding spiritual forces. The pentacles are central to Solomon's system, sacred metals inscribed with divine names, Hebrew characters, and mystical symbols that function as powerful magical tools. The grimoire presents 44 pentacles organized by planetary correspondence, 7 each for Saturn, black, Jupiter, blue, Mars, and others. Each contains specific divine names, scriptural verses, and symbols aligned with its planetary nature and purpose. For example, Saturn's first pentacle strikes terror into spirits, while Jupiter's second pentacle is for acquiring glory, honors, and tranquility. These must be crafted during appropriate planetary hours, preferably using corresponding metals like lead for Saturn or iron for Mars. Their power derives from containing the ineffable names originally written by God's finger on Moses' tablets. They serve as physical anchors for divine forces, compelling spirits to obey through fear when displayed, and protecting the bearer against elemental perils, poisons, infirmities, and sorcery. This represents perhaps the most comprehensive system of magical talismans in Western esoteric tradition. The Key of Solomon represents far more than a historical curiosity. It stands as a living magical tradition that has profoundly influenced Western esotericism across centuries. Mather's 1889 translation brought this hidden knowledge into public circulation, influencing the magical revival of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn incorporated its pentacle designs and ritual structures, while Aleister Crowley adapted Solomon's methods for his thelema system. Even modern traditions like Wicca draw from Solomon's techniques. What makes this grimoire so enduringly influential? It presents a complete magical system integrating theory and practice. Its emphasis on divine connection rather than demonic pacts allowed integration with conventional religious devotion. Most significantly, it presents magic as spiritual technology, a precise system for interacting with subtle forces through specific procedures. Today, Solomon's system continues to influence spiritual seekers worldwide, offering an alternative approach to reality where consciousness, intention, and cosmic alignment unlock extraordinary possibilities.